It's day 27 of the partial government shutdown. As Connecticut Public Radio's Ryan Lindsay reports, Transportation Security Administration employees at Bradley International Airport are using food donations to keep meals on their tables.
After missing their first paycheck, lunchtime feels different for TSA officers at Connecticut's largest airport. Instead of sitting down to eat, they headed to an employee parking lot to fill bags with food from FoodShare, a regional food bank.
You can start down in this end and take whatever food you want.
Steve Gilbert is a father of five who's worked for TSA for more than 15 years. He says when you're trying to feed your family, pride takes a back seat.
They have some chicken, they have a veggie platter, they have some squash, some onions, a couple of soup bowl things from Panera, so I took it all.
Gilbert drives from Westfield, Massachusetts 5 days a week to Windsor Locks.
It's all we can think about. You're coming to work, you have no pay, you're trying to pay gas, you're going around to creditors.
He says his wife's income is taking care of their mortgage, insurance, and electric payments.
I've tried to share that we are so grateful to them for keeping us safe and our families safe at the airport and in the skies.
That's Sherry Trice, FoodShare's director of giving. She stood outside stacking fruits, vegetables, juice, and other items on the tables throughout the afternoon. A van shuttled officers back and forth to pick up food and bring bags to their coworkers who couldn't stop by. FoodShare President Jason Jakubowski calls today's giveaway a pop-up event that they worked with the TSA union to quickly organize.
People are food insecure for a short period of time, some for longer periods of time. But when they are, I mean, our job is to be out there in the community and helping them.
The food bank plans to create an after-hours food pantry for TSA and other federal employees while the shutdown continues. Ryan Lindsay, Connecticut Public Radio.